a double triple, 7-person crews, and a place of their own. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The Irish Hills of Southern Michigan rolled a pair of threes Saturday at the MHSAA Lower Peninsula Cross Country Finals at Michigan International Speedway, and the process rolled individual championships into team titles as well. Hart won its second straight Division III girls team title, and senior Adeline Ackley took top individual honors for the third straight year.
It's great to be able to train with my team. They're pretty much like my family, and it's just meant so much fun to be able to train with them, and it's really, really hard graduating.
Carroll claimed the D3 Boys Championship, its first team title in cross country ever, and senior Yami Albrecht won his third individual title.
Yes, I'm happy about that. Like I said, it's going to be even more fun when I hear our team got the W. Hopefully we did, because that's just going to make everything a lot more sweeter for me and the team.
Thanks to our friends at RunMichigan.com for the audio. Both Hart and Carroll had all five of their scoring runners finish in the top 30 to earn All-State honors. You can read more about the cross-country finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to John Doherty of Detroit Country Day, who set a finals game record with 19 saves in a 1-0 boys soccer shootout victory over Grand Rapids Forest Hills Northern for the Division II championship on Saturday, and Caden Chabah, who scored twice for Hudsonville Unity Christian in its 3-1 overtime win against Grosse Ile for the Division III boys championship. You can watch both games right now online for free at MHSAA TV. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature looks into the fine art of officiating with Brett Rice.
Since 2015, the MHSAA has used 7-person football officiating crews at the semifinal and final levels of our 11-player tournament. These larger crews replace the traditional 5-person crews in the 24 most important games of the football season. 7-person crews, which for many years were the size of NCAA and NFL crews, provide for much better coverage in the passing and running games with all of the spread offenses and wide open attacks that have become commonplace in recent years in high school football. By adding the 2 extra officials on each deep sideline, coaches now have 2 officials to communicate with on each sideline to answer questions and address concerns.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go online now to the MHSAA website to register. In the mid-1990s, the MHSAA was developing a tournament city concept for some of its final events, a branding effort of sorts, something for schools and teams and hosting communities to rally around. When all 4 divisions of the Lower Peninsula Cross Country Finals came together in 1996 at Michigan International Speedway, it landed with a resounding thud. A cross country parent myself at the time, the course lacked intersections that we as fans liked to run between to watch, and from a hardcore purist standpoint, there wasn't a trademark Heartbreak Hill. But the course that rolls through the wooded grounds on the back of the Speedway Oval has proven itself competition worthy over time, and all the kinks about allowing spectators complete freedom on the course, about timing, and the colorful tent village on the infield on race day has turned the venue into a destination point for runners, a goal to set, a place of their own. And it wouldn't be possible without the dozens of officials and folks from the local sponsoring schools and the MIS volunteer pool who come out and give it their best to make it a great day. If you've never seen the finish of a high school cross-country race coming down the home stretch of a NASCAR racetrack with hundreds of enthusiastic fans lining the pit row wall, come on out to Michigan International Speedway on the first Saturday of November next year. You won't be disappointed. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.